Be'ezras Hashem, B'li Neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning is learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, or of David Sviben, or of Yosef. Today we finish Maseches Nazir, and looking forward to the big Siyum tonight. Thank you again to the Emersons for hosting. Should be a very special evening tonight. Good morning, Reb Mordechai. Good morning, Tzvika Gershon Eitan. Avi, or we'll say Avram David. Back from Eretz Yisrael, Dr. Joe, Harav Eliezer Dov. Good morning to Reb Zalman in West Orange. Looking forward to seeing you tonight. Chanuch, Chanuch, David Yeshua. I apologize that I'm a couple minutes late this morning. My kids just got in from Eretz Yisrael, so it was really a really exciting morning in the Kamenetsky household. Baruch Hashem. So looking forward, and we will do most of the daf this morning. We'll, of course, leave a little bit of the daf tonight for the Siyum. So we left off at the words Amar Rav on the top of Samach Vav Amar Aleph. Actually, technically speaking, Dr. Joe would point out we left off at the words Ones Usveko, the last two words on Samach Amar Beis. What did the Mishnah say? That an Ones of a Zav, after he already has his second Re'iyah, after the Zav, good morning Yisrael Moshe, good morning Yitzchak Aryeh, after the Zav already has a second Re'iyah, so then even if he sees the Ziva as because of an Ones, nevertheless he's still Tummy, and if it's a Suffolk Zav on number three, so they're going to be Tummy. Which case of Suffolk? Says the Gemara. Amarava. Lo tema suffik chaza suffik lo chaza. If it's a suffik, whether you saw the flow or didn't see the flow at all, then even on time number three, it's going to be tahar. So that's not the case that the Mishnah is talking about. Ella vadai chaza. You certainly saw some flow in time number three, but suffik machmas shechvazera, suffik machmas re'iyah. You're not sure whether that third liquid that came out of you was shechva zera, was semen, or whether it was ziva. That's the case. Something ziva. That's the case where we're going to say it's going to be tame once you've already established a second re'ia. Kevin shen niskak latuma sveiko tame. Once you already saw two flows of Ziva, you could assume that the third one is Tameh. However, if it's Vadai Shechva Zera, so that's the next case. The Mishnah said, once you've had two Re'iyos, Shechva Zera Tameh. So then your Shechva Zera is considered to be Tameh. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? The Mishnah says, after two Re'iyos of Zav, your Shechva Zera is Tameh. Your Shechva Zera is always Tameh, whether it's without Ziva or with Ziva. So what in the world does the Mishnah mean? Lamai, what does the Mishnah mean that after you see two Re'iyos of Azav, your third Re'iyah, which is Shechva Zera, makes you tummy? What? Ilema Lamaga, if you want to tell me that if someone were to touch that Shechva Zera, or that Shechva Zera would touch Truma or whatever, it would make it tummy. Migar Mishechva Zera Datar. Obviously, anyone who touches Shechva Zera becomes tummy, regardless of Ziva, a regular Tahar person. Who has Shechva Zera, whoever touches the Shechva Zera's tummy for that one day, just goes to the mikvah, then the night he's mutter. So so what in the world does that mean? Ella, so the first opinion of the Gemara is, and we're going to come back to this in a few minutes, Zaro shel Zav mitame bimasa. So normally, Shechva Zera of a regular person is only mitame bimaga, if you touch it. But if you're a Zav after two times, and then you see Shechva Zera on time number three, that Shechva Zera is not only Mitame B'maga, it's even Mitame B'masa, which means if you carry it, even if you're not touching it, let's say it's on something else, and you're carrying the something else, so if you're carrying, you're not touching the actual Shechva Zera, but you're just carrying it, so Shechva Zera of a Zav after two times is Mitame B'masa. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that's what the Mishnah means? There is no Tana in the world that holds that. At least that's what we think now. We'll see at the end of the daf that there is a Tana that holds that. But now the Gemara thinks, what? Man Shamas Lahadam Shechva Zera Shal Zav Mitame B'masa. Who in the world do you think holds? Where have we ever found the Tana that holds that the Shechva Zera of Azav is not only Mitame B'maga, but is even Mitame B'masa by carrying it? Who says such a thing? Ilema Hai Tana, if you want to tell me it's Rabbi Yoshua. Of the following Brysa, who argues on Rabbi Eliezer, the Sadni we learned in a Brysa, I think these were two out of the five rabbis in Bnei Brak. No, Mordechai would know this. I think these are two out of the five rabbis in Bnei Brak. So Man Shams Ladamish, so Ilema Hayatana, maybe it's Rabbi Eliezer, Desani. Maybe it's Rabbi Yeshua argues on Rabbi Eliezer. Desani. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shechva Zara Shel Zav, Eino Mitame Bemasa. Rabbi Eliezer holds the Shechva Zara of Azav, does not convey Tuma if you are carrying it to the person who's carrying it. The Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Mitame Bemasa. Rabbi Yeshua says, it is Mitam B'masa. Oh, sounds like black and white. This is the author of our Mishnah. Says Gemara, no, wait a second. He tells you the reason why it's Mitam B'masa. Not because it's the Sheikh Vazera of a Zav, purely, no. Lefi, because when you're a Zav, once you've already seen two Re'yas of a Zav, and if you're within the 7 days of a Zav, or no, not within 7 days, let's see, within how long, Lefi. The reason we say that Shechva Zera of a Zav is Metame B'masa is because it's impossible that once you're a Zav, that some of the Shechva Zera will not have a little bit of drops of Ziva in it. It's mixed in. And that's why it's Metame B'masa, because the drips of a Zav is Metame B'masa. That's why. So says the Gemara, you can't tell me it's that Rabbi Yeshua is the author of our Mishnah. No. I feel that Rabbi Yeshua, lo amar ela mishum tzichtzuchei ziva. The reason why Rabbi Yeshua said that the Shechva Zera of a Zav is Metame B'masa is because it has some drops of ziva mixed in. Avo be'enei lo amar. But let's say you knew, you distilled out the Shechva Zera from the Shechva Zera of a Zav, of the ziva. So then it would not be Mitame B'masa. So the Shechva Zera of Azav is not Mitame because of the Shechva Zera, but the Mishnah sounded like it's pure Shechva Zera of Azav is Mitame because of itself, not because of the drops of Ziva that's mixed in. So who in the world is the author of the Mishnah? Now the Achronim over here ask, the Sefer Brikas Rosh, ask, who cares that Rabbi Yeshua is only Mitame because it's mixed in. But he says every single case of Shechva Zera of Azav has Ziva mixed in. So why can't you say that's what the Mishnah says? There's no difference of whether or not he's carrying the carry which has Zav mixed in or the Zav. So the answer is that no. The din of carry for Rabbi Yeshua is not the same as the din of Zav. Since you're only Tameh because of the drips of Ziva that's in it. So, only if you would carry the entire carry, if you have the whole carry, then it certainly has pieces of Ziva in it. But if you only carried a little bit of the carry, it would be tar. But a person who's carrying a drop of a Zav would be tame, even if it's a tiny drop. And since our Mishnah's Mashma, even if you carry just a little bit of Shechva Zera of a Zav, so then you can't explain it as going like Rabbi Yeshua. That's the way he explains. Others still struggle with this, but let's see what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, Ella, the Gemara says that, so at this point the Gemara thinks that's not what the Mishnah means. Ella Mervada Barava, no. This that the Mishnah says, that the Shechva Zera of a Zav is Tameh, it means if you first are a Baal Keri, first you're a Baal Keri, and then you see the first Re'iyah of Ziva, or the second Re'iyah of Ziva, after being a Baal Keri, Lomar She'ein Tolin Ba, that having a Re'iyah of Shechva Zera before the Zav doesn't disqualify the Ziva. Even though we learned in the Mishnah in Zavim that a person who sees Ziva within 24 hours after Keri, it doesn't count as Ziva. So normally we have a Mishnah that says, if you see Zav flow within 24 hours after Keri flow, So then that Zav flow does not count as a Zav flow on time number one, usually. That's only on time number one. Or time number two. However, once you have already been established as a Zav with two times, and it's now time number three. So, if you see two flows of Zav, and then carry, and then time number three is a Zav flow within 24 hours, it does count as Ziva. Once you've been established as a Zav that follows Shechva Zera is called Ziva. Usually on time number one or time number two, Zav flow that follows Shechva Zera is not called a Zav flow, because we say the reason you had the Ziva, it's because of the Shechva Zera. It's like one of the seven conditions that it's like an ones. So because you were weak, as the Gemara is going to say in a minute. However, once you've been established as a Zav, even a Zav flow that follows Shechva Zera is considered to be a Zav flow. That's what the Mishnah means. When the Mishnah says your Shechva Zera is Mitame, it doesn't mean the actual Shechva Zera. It means a Ziva that follows Shechva Zera. Ask the Gemara, if that's true. So first, Rav Papa gives you the reason. What's the reason for Avada Barava Lomar She'ein Tolin Ba? Right? Ein Tolin Ba means you can't hang the Ziva on the Shechva Zera if the Ziva, if you've already been established as a Zav. You can't assume that it's because of the Shechva Zera. Says Gemara, Sav Rav Papa Kamei de Rava Lomema. So Rav Papa explained, why is this so? I de Chulshehu de Chazi. That may be the reason that the that we consider it to be a Re'ias Ones. And we know, like we said in the Mishnah, that a Re'ias Ones, remember we said like if you eat too much or you jump or you see a woman, all these reasons are reasons to say you're not a Ziva. That's only on time number one, time number two. But on time number three, Ones doesn't help. So just like Ones doesn't help on time number three, so too, seeing Shechva Zera, which you could say maybe it's because he was weak, because of the Shechva Zera, he's weak. That's why he saw the Ziva. But Ones doesn't help on time number three. So just like any other Ones doesn't help on time number three, so too, seeing Shechva Zera within 24 hours before Ziva time number three also doesn't help. That maybe it has the status of an Ones. So just like Ones doesn't help on time number three to get you out of it, so too, seeing Shechva Zera beforehand doesn't help. But says the Gemara, no, that can't be true. That's not why carry before Ziva disqualifies the Ziva usually. Amalei Rava, how can you say that it's because you're weak, that it's called an Ones, that carry before the Ziva is called an Ones? Amalei Rava, v'hachanan. But we learned in the Mishnah there in Zavim, it says that the whole din of a regular Zav that follows a carry on time number one that is disqualified. On time number one, time number two is disqualified. Says the Mishnah over there, it only applies to a Jew. Ger, shenes gayer, mitame miyad beziva. A ger, let's say while he was a guy, he was a bal carry, and now he's a Jew, he converted, and he sees his first re'iyah of Zov within 24 hours. Says the Mishnah over there, that does not disqualify it. So from the fact that that's not a legit onus, the carry that you saw when you were a guy, shows that it's got nothing to do with weakness. Gershon Eskai, Matami Miyad Beziva. The re'i of carry within 24 hours doesn't disqualify the first or the second re'i of a Zov who just converted. Well, if it's all depending on the weakness, if you tell me it's an onus because of the weakness, why should it make a difference that he was a guy and now he's a Jew? It shouldn't make a difference. He's weak, so it didn't come because of his Ziva. It came because of the carry, of the Shechva Zera. If the reason is because of weakness, so he just converted, why should there be any distinction between a guy who sees carry versus a Jew who sees carry? Even if he saw a carry while he was a guy, still he got weakness. Still he's weak. He's a guy. So he got weak. It's a funny language of Ein Lecha Choli Gadol Mizeh. I mean, it should have just said, he's weak also. Yeah, that's the Girsa of Tosus. The Rush has a Girsa. The Rush. Va'mai ha. So The Rush has the Gersa. Gershon Sky Matamiya Beziva Ein Lecha Choli Gadol Mizeh. It doesn't change that much. Same thing. It just gets rid of the Ha. So if the reason is that Ein Ziva Matame after Rias Kari, because once you have a Kari, you're weak, and therefore that's caused the Ziva. So why would there be any difference between a guy or a Jew? Should make no difference. And therefore, the Gemara goes back to our original understanding. No, when the Mishnah says the shichva zera of a zov is metame, it doesn't mean the shichva zera of a zov is metame. That if you saw shichva zera before re'iyah shlishis of a zov, it's metame. That's not what it means. We go back to the way we thought originally. What do we think originally means? That the pure shechva zera of a zav, that the pure shechva zera of a zav is metame b'masa. It's metame b'masa. We asked before, there's no tan in the world that holds that way, and we quoted one opinion, Rabbi Shua, but that was only because it had ziva mixed in. But pure shechva zera, we never find anyone. Says the Gemara, we found it. Ela tanaihi. No, we found a tan who really holds that way. Desanya, we learned in a brisa. Shech vazera shel zav metame b'masa kol mei es la'es. The shech vazera of a zav is metame by carrying it. If you saw the shech vazera within 24 hours of seeing ri'iya number one of a zav or seeing ri'iya number two of a zav, so shech vazera of a zav is metame kol mei es la'es. So the keri is considered like ziva as far as being metame b'masa, 24 hours. That's me'es leis. Rabbi Yossi Omer, yomo. Rabbi Yossi says, only if it's on the same day. Only if it's on the same day. You don't go 24 hours. You just go if it's on the same day. On the same day that you saw the ziva. Oh, so you see, these tanaim hold that the shech vazera of a zav is metami b'masa by itself, not because it has ziva mixed into it like we saw before by Rabbi Yeshua. This is pure shech vazera of a zav. That's what our Mishnah means. They have a machlokas, whether it's within 24 hours of the ziva or just on the same day. This is against Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that it's only because it has ziva mixed in. So the Mishnah refers to tumas masa. Ask the Gemara, what's the root of the dispute between Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi here about whether or not it's that Shech Vazera of Azav is Metame B'masa within 24 hours of the Ziva, or only on the same day? What are they arguing about? Bidish Shmuel. They're arguing about the contradiction that Shmuel raised. The Shmuel Rami, because Shmuel asked the contradiction. Ksiv ki yebecha ish asher lo yetahar. Mikre loyla. There should be a this is talking about Tumas Keri. And it says, ki yebecha ish asher lo yetar mikre loyla. So it starts off with the words, asher lo yetar. Sounds like before the mikre loyla, you were ready. Tame. So what's that referring to? It's referring to a guy who was already tame as a zav. And now, at night, he has Tumas Keri. Meaning you saw the ziva at night and the tumas keris at night. The extra word laila. It could have said ishashe lo yetar. So why does it add mikre loyla? Must be only if it's that night. So meaning it's the same day. Only the night following the ziva. So this keri is metami b'masa. Uksiv. The next pasuk says lifnos erev yirchatz b'mayim. A whole 24 hours till the next day, you could go to the mikvah. That sounds like 24 hours. So which is it? Says the Gemara, Mand Amar Me'es Le'es Diikmin Lifnos Erev. So the one that says 24 hours, he learns from the word all the way till the next day, till the next evening, 24 hours. V'idach, Rabbi Yossi, who says you're only Tameh on the same day, Diik Mikre Loyla. He learns from the extra word, Laila, that only that night, let's say if you were a Zav by day, that night, so you'll, if you see carry that night, then you'll be Tame, but the next day, you will not be. Ask the Gemara, man, Amar Milifnos, that's the two opinions. Ask the Gemara, man, Amar Milifnos, Erev, Hoksi Mikri Laila. What is the one who says 24 hours? What does he do with the Pasuk Mikri Laila? Says the Gemara, Amar Loch, Urcha de carry Lamasi Eba Laila. The Pasuk's just not telling me that you only Tame at night. It's telling me that usually a person sees carry at night. That's the way Tosus learns the Sugya. The Mefaresh and the Me'iri learn it differently, but we said the Pashat Pshat according to Tosus. Here we go. We're going to begin the last Mishnah. I mean, I could really leave the whole last Mishnah for the Siyam, but maybe we'll say it again. We'll just get you started a little bit. We'll just read the Mishnah, and then we will save its very short Gemara. So we'll save the short Gemara for the Siyam tonight, but we'll just read the Mishnah because it's very interesting. Anyway, we'll read the Mishnah, says the Mishnah. Nazir Haya Shmuel. So the last Mishnah in Nazir tells us that what? Agadata. There we go. We have a little bit of Agadata on the last night for the Siyam. Looking forward. Nazir Haya Shmuel. Shmuel Hanavi was a Nazir. Ah, he was a Nazir. Wait a minute. If he was a Nazir, he's not allowed to come in contact with a dead body. So how in the world was he allowed to kill Agag? How is he allowed to kill Agag? So even though we find that Shmuel killed Agag with a sword, Shmuel did not become Tame because someone who is slashed with a sword, he's considered to be alive. He could still command to give a get to his wife. So he died after that, it says in Gittin. So says the Teferis Yisrael in his commentary on the Mishnayos. And the Noda Behuda gives a different answer. He says, since Agag was the last Amaleki who was left, and Shmuel was being Mekayim, the Mitzvah Saseh, of blotting out the memory of Amalek by killing the last Amaleki, the Aseh of Mechias Amalek pushes the way of the Isser of Tumah for a Nazir. Wow. Unbelievable. Ase Dochalos Ase. The mitzvah Ase of wiping out Amalek is Doicha, the Isser of a Nazir, to be Metami Lames. Oh, wait a minute. Look at this. Oh, Mordechai, you're going to love this. I didn't see this. They quote an answer in the name of Reb Meir Shapira. Wow. Reb Meir Shapira, who started the Daf Yomi. We're all learning because of Reb Meir Shapira. So to end Nazir with a vort from Reb Meir Shapira. In the name of Hagon Reb Meir Shapira, it's quoted. Tosas Yonder writes, since we learn Nazirus Shmuel from Nazirus Shimshon, Yeshlomo Sha'av Shmuel Haya Nazir Shimshon. Maybe Shmuel was a Nazir Shimshon. And as far as a Nazir Shimshon, the Rambam writes, in Nazirus, he's not Mitzuva Shelo L'tamei L'meisim. And therefore, Shmuel was allowed to be metame by killing Agag. The Pardes Yosef quotes this in Parshas Naso in the name of Reb Meir Shapira, that Shmuel was not a regular Nazir, he was a Nazir Shimshon. And the Rambam writes, a Nazir Shimshon is allowed to be metame lemeis. Wow. Because we learn out, why? Tosas Yontav writes, since we learn Nazirus Shmuel from Nazirus Shimshon. Oh! That's the pasuk. Let's see. Let's read the Mishnah. Nazir Hayishmuel Kedivri Rabbi Nohoroi. Rabbi Nohoroi, that's the rabbi. Some say Rabbi Nohoroi was Rabbi Meir. Some say Rabbi Nohoroi was Rabbi Meir. Mordechai's got to be dreaming something up about this. But
Rabbi Meir, Yud Gimel Amud Beis says Rabbi Meir's name was not Altikra Rabbi Meir. Really, his name was Rabbi Nohoroi, and they called him Rabbi Meir Shemeir Einei Chachamim Ba'Halacha.
Beautiful.
His name was really Rabbi Nohoroi.
Ah.
Marty Erevin, you'd give him a biz.
Now, the Sefer Birkas Roshi writes that this Mishnah is really the words of Rebbe, because Rebbe was so same, the Mishnah like Rabbi Nohoroi, because all the Chachmei Yisrael agreed to Rabbi Nohoroi, and therefore the Rambam passes like the words of Rabbi Nohoroi against Rabbi Yossi. Even though Rabbi Yossi Nimuko Imo, even though in that same Gemara in Erev and Yudal we learned Rabbi Yossi's Nimuke Imo, Nevertheless, here we pass, and Rebbe said like Rabbi Nohorai, because everybody agreed with him. Tosas Chadashim writes halachic Rabbi Nohorai because he gave a great proof. Let's see. Let's first read. Nazara Yishmuel Kedivi Rabbi Nohorai. Rabbi Nohorai holds that Shmuel was in fact a Nazir. Where do we learn this from? Shneamar, because by Chana's tefillah it says that Chana made a neder that if she would have a child, she would sanctify him to Hashem. Umora lo yala al rosho. A razor will not go on his head. The word mora we learn from Shimshon. Nemar b'Shimshon, we learn the Naziris of Shmuel. This is what Meir Shapiro was saying. From the Naziris of Shimshon. And by Shimshon, the Malach said to his mom, Hinacharov yolad beinu mora lo yala al rosho. V'nemar b'Shmuel umora. So it says by Shimshon umora, and it says by Shmuel umora. Ma mora mora b'Shimshon. Just like the razor that was said by Shimshon, it means the mora means a razor. The razor is called mora because it cuts off. The word mora means to cut off, and it chucks to throw yore to throw. So o yaro yore. Like to shoot an arrow. Sus verofo yarav ayam. Yarav means to shoot, to throw. So a razor throws the hair off the body. That's why a razor is called a moreh. So it says by Shmuel, umora, and it says by Shimshon, umora, ma moreh hamora b'Shimshon. Just like the mora said by Shimshon, it means nazir. Af mora hamora b'Shmuel, it means a nazir. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Shmuel was not a Nazir. V'halo ein mora elo shel baser v'dam. Chana was davening and he was going to be a great Jewish leader and he won't be scared of people, because to be a great Jewish leader, you can't be scared of people. So he's saying, mora lo yav al rosho. In his head, even though that mora of fear is really with an aleph, right? Mora is with an aleph. It's a little bit strange. But Rabbi Yossi says, mora lo yav al rosho. Chana was davening that he shouldn't be scared of people. He should only be scared of Hashem. That Shmuel, he should be a great leader, not scared of people. He should only be scared of Hashem. So the Marsha says, no, it didn't mean more fear, because it should have said more with an aleph. But more means morus. Mora, mar. Morus means morus liyavrosh. He shouldn't be scared of other people being tough. Mora. Mora means leadership, like Mar. Mar means the master. Moros, the Saros. So Mora lo yav arosha means he shouldn't be scared of other people's toughness, in his head, he shouldn't be worried about other people's rulership. Only from Hashem. Right. So Amalo Rabbi Nohorai, and this is why we pass him like Rabbi Nohorai. What do you mean? How can you say Shmuel wasn't scared of other people? Amalo Rabbi Nohorai, if Chana would have davened for that, if that's what Chana davened, it should have come true. It should have come true. So say the Achronim. If Chana was Mavakesh, what do you mean? Everything that Chana asked for, the Gemara says in Brachos, Lamed Aleph and Beis, everything Chana asked for came true. But Amalo Rabbi Nohorai, Alok Far Nemar, Vayom Shmuel Eichelich V'Shama Shal V'Hargeni. How could I go do the Shlichus of Hashem to anoint David as the king of Israel if Shaul hears about this, he's going to kill me? So you see, he was scared of people. Shekvah Hayo Olav Mor Shal Basav Adam. He was scared of Shaul. And if so, you can't say that the word and everything Chana davened for came true. So if Mora means that he wouldn't be scared of people, you see that didn't come true. So says Rabbi Nohorai, it must be that Chana did not daven that he shouldn't be scared of people. He daven, she said, she committed that he would be a Nazir. He would be a Nazir. Wow. Okay, we'll have to talk more about this a little bit later tonight. We will stop here and we will finish off the rest of the Gemara tonight at the Siyum. And looking forward to seeing everybody at the Siyum tonight. And everyone should have a wonderful day.